This message by Pastor Alexander Ruggieri was delivered at Faith Fellowship Church in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. For more information, please call 608-935-2655 or visit us at www.dodgevillefc.com.
Thanksgiving series, I guess you'd call it, is called Rescuing Thanksgiving. Rescuing Thanksgiving. And the reason why it's called Rescuing Thanksgiving is because Thanksgiving is under attack. I would like us all, if we have Bibles handy, and if you'd like to follow along, keep your finger or a piece of paper there in Psalm 100 and jump to the book of 2 Timothy, found in the New Testament, after the epistles of Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians and Thessalonians. You'll come to Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, looking at the first few verses there, and you'll see why we are looking at rescuing Thanksgiving. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Bible says, "But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brooders, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." So, what the Bible is telling us is that in the end, at the end times, in the last days, it says, that a condition of society will be that it is unthankful. And I think it's safe to say, whether the Lord comes 1,000 years from now or tomorrow, a condition of our society today is that people are unthankful. And it's so much so that even the precious holiday, Thanksgiving, that we celebrate is being corrupted and being pushed to the wayside and being forgotten. And so what we want to do is rescue Thanksgiving, lest that idea and that mentality influence us. We want to be people who are thankful. And so, we'll look, if the Lord allows me to be here this week, next week, and Thanksgiving Eve, we'll look at thankful to, thankful for, and thankful in. Who are we thankful to? What are we thankful for? And where are we thankful in? What is Thanksgiving? Okay, we know it as a holiday, but when you think of the word Thanksgiving, what is it? Well, it's giving thanks. It's easy to remember. Thanksgiving is the giving of thanks. It's expressed gratitude. You have gratitude in your heart because you've received something precious or received something good or received something, a blessing. And you have this gratitude that's resting inside of you. And thanksgiving is the act of taking that gratitude and expressing it and releasing it, whether verbally or with your actions. We do this all the time. And somebody does something, we say, "Thank you." That's thanksgiving. We're offering thanks. But Thanksgiving is technically a holiday that we hold dear. You look in history and you see, and I had to read up on this because it's been a while, but you read about the Mayflower and how there were these pilgrims who left England because they were being persecuted for the way that they wanted to worship God according to the scriptures. And so they left, and I think the year was 1620, and the fall of 1620, and they left, and they were on this little boat, and there was a little over 100 of them, and they came across the sea, and it was stormy and cold and waves, and a lot of them got sick on the ship, so they had to find a dock to rest the boat in. And so they found a dock, which would be, it's supposedly Plymouth. Some say they hit a rock, some say they doesn't. They didn't. Regardless, is that they landed ashore and they got off the boat and they had a harsh winter. Nearly half of them died. I mean, they went through such suffering, such heartache, such tragedy. You had families of a husband, wife, and three kids, and one of the kids and both the parents, or one parent and two of the kids, or all the kids and none of the parents, and half of them didn't make it over the winter. But then the spring, they started working hard, and come harvest time, they got together to express gratitude. Even after all that tragedy, they expressed gratitude to someone. They were thankful to, okay? That is important. Look back in Psalm 100 and you'll see why. Psalm 100, verse 4, the Bible says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him." Be thankful to him. We have this gratitude and we are to express it, and ultimately that expression is to be directed to him, to God. We have it in our hearts, and it says in the end times a condition of society will that this gratitude will go anywhere, if anywhere, but to him. And so by rescuing thanksgiving, what we're doing is we are putting that gratitude in its proper place, and that is to him, to God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, and be thankful to him. If someone is not thankful to God, they're not thankful, ultimately. We just sang that doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. All blessings flow. Everything which is considered a blessing comes from God. And so we are to be thankful to him. And the fact that society wants to erase God from our heritage and from our lives shows that our society is unthankful. It's one thing to acknowledge God and to recognize that we have received things from God and to say, you know, I'm going to do my own thing anyway. It's another thing to erase God altogether. Why are we thankful to God? Why? Why should we be thankful to him? And Psalm 100 gives us some indicators. Verse 3. Why are we thankful to him? Know that the Lord, he is God. Period. We are to be thankful to him because he is God. That's sufficient. Because God exists, we have purpose. We have meaning. We have a reason for our existence. It is not aimless, hopeless indifference. As Richard Dawkins says, it's not DNA neither knows nor cares. DNA just is, and we dance to its music. God is. And so there's a foundation to existence. There's a foundation to purpose. And that drives everything that we do. Every day that you wake up, he is God. And it is a day that you can know him. Every day that you live, he is God. And it's a day that you can have a relationship with Him. Every day that you live, He is God, is a day that you can be thankful to Him. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 18 says, "For thus says the Lord." Okay, this is Isaiah, inspired by the Holy Spirit. He's writing this. He says, "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited." Then he quotes, he speaks on behalf of God, "I am the Lord and there is no other." He is God. There is no other. And that is sufficient. But we have to dig a little bit deeper because, okay, God exists, but what if He's an evil God? What if He's a mean, vindictive God? What if He's a God who cares very little about the affairs of this universe? Well, the second reason we have to be thankful to God, not only is He is God, but He is good. He is good. Look at verse 5. "For the Lord is good." Not only do we have a reason for purpose and a reason for existence, but the one whom we are derived from is good. He is light. His goodness is seen in His creation. He has good intentions for the world. He has good purposes for the people of this world. In fact, He is so good that it can't be around evil. Evil is separate from Him. And so we have that purpose, but we have a good purpose. Some of you are going through very dark times in your life. Some of you are going through very troublesome times in your life. And imagine if there was no source of goodness. Life would be unbearable. Life would be bleak. And here we're told that there is the source of ultimate good, and that is God. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, verse 19, "No one is good but one, that is God." God is the source of light, not darkness. There is darkness in the world, but there is light. He is the source of that light. In God is the source of life, not death. There is death in this world, but that does not come from God, that comes from the evil one. And if you are separated from God by your sin, you are disconnected from light and life. But if by faith you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you are connected to God and you have your source of light and goodness. You have your source of life and meaning. The Lord is good. Thirdly, He is God. He is good. The reason why we are thankful to God is because He has made us. He has made us. Verse 3. "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us." He is the one who fashioned each and every one of us. He knows us so intimately. He knows us better than we know ourselves, which is a good thing. The Bible says in Psalm 139, verse 14, "You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Every single person who ever is brought into this world through God's creative act at the moment of conception is known by God, created by God. And so that means for you going through this life of darkness that you see all around you, you can know that there is one who knows you so intimately, knows every thought you think, every action you take, every word you speak, and cares about you. and wants to help you, wants to direct you, wants to guide you in this world. Not only has He created us, but everything that we have, we are dependent on Him. That's a reason to be thankful to Him. Every single breath we take, we are dependent upon God for. Every single beat of our heart is a beat in which God is pumped. We are dependent on Him for everything. You know, I understand biology and how it all works. But when I think of baby Rajiri, you know, I think to myself, it is amazing. This child that God has made has his own little personality. You know, I've been hearing stories of different couples who they had children and, you know, they tell the story of how, well, this baby was just kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking and other childs are doing this. Well, baby Rajiri is not that much of a kicker. He's not kicking around too much. In fact, for most of the day, he's very still. And there'll be times when my wife will say, oh, he's moving, and I come over to feel, and he stops. He doesn't like to perform for Daddy. But you know something? When we go to bed, and Mommy falls asleep, and Daddy falls asleep, I didn't know this was going on until recently, but one time Daddy didn't go to sleep right away. Mommy fell asleep, and Daddy reached over and felt the belly, and I think he was doing the Charleston. He has his own little personality. He was just squiggling and moving and doing his thing. That's from God. That is from God to create. I can see all the charts and all the scientific evidence. I know that God has created a soul, and that soul dwells within this baby and has its own, personality, his own traits, his own life. He has made you just the same. He is God, the Lord is good, He has made us, verse 3, we are His people. Another reason to be thankful to God, we are His people, verse 3. We are His people. Not only has God created every single human being who lives on this earth, but there is something special about those who have put their faith in Him and trust in Him. They have become His special people. They have become those with whom He has direct connection with through the blood of Jesus Christ, paving the way, forgiving us of our sins. Those who are His people have His own very Spirit inside, the Holy Spirit dwelling within. The connection between God and man. And He cares for His people. The Bible says that Christians who have been born again are the bride of Christ. That intimacy, that union, that special love. He has saved us from our sin, saved us from our evil, saved us from our struggles. There's something unique about being His people. Not only are we His people, but also we are the sheep of His pasture. Look in verse 3. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. That's why we're thankful to God. Not only has He individually saved us from our sin if we put our faith in Him, but He has taken us as silly little sheep. And He has brought us into a community, a group of His people who are the sheep of His pasture. And every single one of His sheep have a purpose on that pasture. Have you discovered your purpose? Every one of His sheep has been given gifts and talents and a means to bless one another. Have you discovered that? God wants to use each and every one of His sheep to bless other sheep. But we are all collective, a community. We don't have to go through this walk alone. We have God, we have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but He's given the church as a means of encouraging one another, growing one another, being accountable to one another, blessing one another. And so we are His sheep and the sheep of His pasture. And there are more reasons. We're going to move on. Why are we thankful to Him? Because He's God, He's good, He made us, He knows us, we are His people. So the question is, how do we become thankful to God? How do we become thankful to Him? If we are to be thankful to Him, how? We know why, but how? Well, first, we can bend our thoughts toward God. Bend our thoughts toward God. If you have your Bibles, jump to Colossians chapter 3. We can bend our thoughts toward God. I love that phrase, and I heard an image used once, an illustration to describe it, in Colossians chapter 3. The Bible says this in verse 1, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God." Now look at verse 2. "Set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth." Set your mind on things above. That is how we can be thankful to God, is that as we go throughout our day, we take our thoughts and we set them on things above where God is. We direct them to God. That word set, I heard this illustration once. If you take a board, say a 2x6, a long one, say a 16-foot 2x6, and you set it on an incline. Okay, say you have a bench or something else that's raised, and you set it on there and extend it out. What will happen over time? Well, that board will eventually start to bend. And that bend will stay that way. It'll become warped in a sense. And you've seen it when people pick up these boards when they were trying to purchase them. They turn them to the side to look down to see if they've got any twists or turns in them. Well, the Bible is telling us in this verse, our minds are like that board. And the more we set them on God, on the things that are above, it'll bend, it'll be more directed in that fashion. And the more that we have our minds fixed on God throughout the day, the more we will be thankful to Him, because we'll recognize Him as we go about our day. His presence will be real. We'll experience His communion with us as we go throughout our day. And our minds will be set on Him and we will be thankful. Something I've been trying to work on lately is that when I get up in the morning, I want my first thought to be God. And it's hard. Have you ever tried that? Sometimes we wake up and our minds are like firecrackers, just boom, 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 boom. All these thoughts come in at a million miles an hour. And I want to wake up and just the very first thought that ever comes into my mind is, God, You're there. Thank You for this day. Thank You for this day that You've given me. That's hard. There are times I've had very frightening dreams and I'll wake up and it's hard. But this is a blessing to cultivate in our daily walk, to cultivate ourselves so that our minds, we direct them, we set them on the things that are above and it bends in that direction. And then that way we have our thoughts toward God, and then that way we have our eyes open to those things that He is doing in our lives. Every single circumstance He brings to pass for our good, we can direct our minds to Him. Lord, what do You want me to do in this situation? How do You want me to walk? So bend your thoughts toward God. Secondly, how to be thankful? Believe the promises of God. Believe the promises of God. If you are in Jesus Christ, every single promise that is given in the Bible is yes. Every single one. Not some. Everyone. Why? Because you're connected to the source of promises through Christ. And so when you read in the scriptures of some promise, like in Hebrews, it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you are in Jesus Christ, that promise is yes. That promise is amen. So the more that we cultivate believing the promises that are given to us, the more our hearts will be filled with that gratitude that we direct toward God. Are we in the Word? Do we know His promises? Do we know what He has promised us who have put our faith in Jesus Christ? Do we know what they are? Do we rest on them? Do we believe them? Do we walk according to them? They are a gift to us. He purchased these promises by His own blood. They produce thanksgiving. Bend your thoughts toward God. Believe in the promises of God. Thirdly, bring your blessings to God. Bring your blessings to God. If you have your mind fixed on Him, if you know that His promises, His Word is in your heart, what will happen is you'll see as you go on, things will happen to you. Blessings will surround you. You'll receive impartation of His grace into your heart. And immediately when those things come, when you recognize those things, immediately bring it to Him. Immediately up to Him and say, God, thank You. Direct it to Him. What was that quote by Elizabeth Elliot? I don't have it in front of me. It's back here. I didn't plan this. For one who has made thanksgiving the habit of his life, the morning prayer will be, Lord, what will You give me today to offer back to You? That's what it is right there. What will You give me today to offer back to You? When something happens that is good, bring it to God. When something happens in your favor, bring it to God. And we cultivate a habit of bringing these blessings back to God where they came from. And then we will be thankful to Him. You know, growing up, we celebrated Thanksgiving. But you know something? I didn't know what it was all about. I mean, I was taught the history in school and whatnot, but I wasn't taught the essence of it. Now, the reason why the pilgrims were thankful is because they were thankful to Him. And you know, my family had diverse beliefs, and we never, when we celebrated Thanksgiving, never had a moment where we recognized that what we're doing is we're doing because of God, and we're doing it to Him. And so, ultimately, Thanksgiving to me became thanks-taking. I wasn't giving anything. I was taking all the food, and I was taking all the fun and festivities. But then I became a Christian. The Lord changed everything in my life. And I recognize that the reason why it's called Thanksgiving is because we're giving thanks to God. And we're celebrating with the joy and the food and the festivity. But the essence of it is that we are giving thanks to Him. And so I encourage you. I encourage you this year. As you approach Thanksgiving, don't let it be thanks-taking. Let it be a giving of thanks in which you recognize that the reason why you're celebrating is because God is, and God is good, and God has made you, and God has given you blessings. There may be somebody here who has recognized that maybe they're living their life as a life of thanks-taking. I'd like to share with you the gift of God to you. Jesus Christ is a gift of God to you. God gave His only begotten Son to come into this world, to live obedient to Him because we haven't lived obedient to Him, to live a sinless life because we are sinners, and to die on the cross to forgive us of our sins, that His blood would be the payment, the atonement for our sins. So that if anybody puts their faith in Him, they will receive the gift of everlasting life. We cannot earn it. We cannot strive for it or work for it. We must submit to His gift. And then He will take that and turn our hearts from a heart of thanksgiving to a heart of thanksgiving. And that every single day you live, you will know God is with you. God cares for you. And He will bring you into His kingdom where you'll worship Him forever. Amen? Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I pray if anybody wants this gift that they would receive it. I would pray that You would do a work in their heart. As I ask every week, if anybody doesn't know You as Lord and Savior, they would not leave this place until they have been saved and born again into Your family. And I pray for all of us, Lord, this year, please help turn our selfish thanks-taking hearts into thanksgiving. Where we are thankful, not just in general, but we are thankful to You. And help us to cultivate lives that are offering thanksgiving to You continually. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.